Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time again, man. We're approaching the middle of July, which we know the first full week of August always means the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. This will be, what will this be? Will this be our 18th or 19th year going?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
God damn, dude. 19 years of Sturgis.
Wow.
It is, we've seen it all, man. We started out there years ago, and it's not even there anymore, the Broken Spoke. And the guy was terrible to us, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He made us sit in the sun at a picnic table and charged the station to use the area.
The only great part of the trip that year, I remember, is they had like a little raggedy mechanical bull, and you made P. Hill get on it, and he racked himself.
Yeah, and yeah, terribly.
Turned green and threw up.
He actually hit himself in the ball so hard with a mechanical bull, he threw up. That was, you know what? It was funny.
It was funny at the time.
But then, thankfully, a little place called the Full Throttle Saloon opened. And a no-good redneck named Jesse James Dupree met one Michael Ballard. Instant friendship. And then, bam, guess what? You get sucked into the greatest motorcycle bar ever. Now, the 75th, just a few short years ago, it burned to the ground. And you remember. Truly devastating. But like a phoenix from the ashes, these crazy sons of bitches only went bigger and better. You know, and most people, when you take a big enough hit at the table, you know, you're gambling. I'm gonna go ahead and hold on to this, and just this is what I got now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you meet the guys who go, oh, is that right? Well, let's just go all in and see how it works out. Win the race. You build it bigger, better,
larger.
You get more room, and you change the game. You put in a 600-acre campground with RV hookups, a giant Olympic-sized vagina-shaped swimming pool. Hey, man, how are you doing?
Just waking up and chewing a hole in life's ass all over again.
Man, I saw that weather up there in Sturgis. It looks like it looks just like Sturgis.
Yeah, it was brutal last night, but it's a beautiful day today. And, you know, I jumped up. You know, Jake told me to be ready about 45 minutes ago, and I've been sitting here waiting. And I think to myself, would Jake do that to Henry Winkler?
No, he would not treat the Fonz that way, and I apologize.
He wouldn't do that to Henry Winkler. God damn.
No. Would you do that to Henry Winkler? He's no goddamn good. He's been going downhill. You'll take care of him up at the motorcycle rally.
I actually woke up at about 4:30 this morning in a panic that I was missing something. Because with everything going on, I this already, but I have never, ever had so much on my plate. I mean, I've always been a glutton for punishment for grabbing a hold of this more than I can chew and then figuring out how to swallow it. But I'm telling you, this year I have outdone myself. But it's great. I mean, I've got 6 weeks of this meat grinder that I'm in to get through because I've been out here for the last months, and I'll work 3 or 4 days out here, and then I'll go to the airport in Rapid City. I'm talking about on the Full Throttle property, getting the Full Throttle property ready for everyone. I'll go to the Sturgis airport at about 5 o'clock in the morning. I fly to wherever we're doing the Jackal shows. 48 hours later at 5 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, I'm wherever at the airport I'm at, and I fly back, and I pick right back up where I left off, and go from being on stage to being out in this field. But, I mean, we've done some amazing stuff. This year. The place is looking absolutely incredible. Check this out. We're moving the bridges today.
Oh, that's going to be great. So the bridges will be back.
I'll post some stuff on the Jesse James. I do free Instagram so that everybody can kind of check it out once we get going. But we're moving. The only thing that could mess us up maybe is if you saw how I posted that big storm we had last night, and it just rained so hard, and we got to come across pastures because that thing's so long. You know, we waited. It weighs like 180,000 pounds. That's what the DOT had to come in the way up before they'd let it make the trip from the old throttle to the new throttle. But, you know, we've got this going on, and I've been going and doing all these Jackal shows. Jackal's going to do about 120 shows this year, and I'm just not letting up. And then I'm getting this place ready. And then since last October, you know, I've been planning the 115th anniversary for Harley-Davidson. I mean, it's such an honor to me to be, you know, working with Harley-Davidson. And
well, it is amazing. It really is amazing. But I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, just because I want to get the audience up to speed. So Jesse has been working with Bill Davidson, Willie G. Davidson, all these incredible people at Harley to put together. They wanted to throw a real party together. So they have the 150th anniversary. And so how it happens, I have no idea. One day I get a phone call, and Jesse's like, "You're never going to believe who I just came out of a meeting with." And these are the guys who carry Harley Davidson across this country, across this world. And they decided they wanted to go ahead and throw a little dirt on it, and that's how you got involved. And now we had another trip, right? We had Sturgis. We're getting ready to give away on the 26th, and then people can go out to the get signed up here in Kansas City, and they'll get there's another trip available up to the 115th, correct?
Yeah, I'm giving it. The Jesse James Bourbon is proud to be, you know, taking some lucky winner from Kansas City. And I'm not doing this in all these other states. I mean, this is something that I'm focusing on just in a couple places, in Kansas City's obviously got to be one of them. You can go into any of the Price Choppers, Constantino stores, Harry's liquor stores, go into any of those stores and register to win a trip to the 115th anniversary. Go in there, pick up a bottle of Jesse James Bourbon. They've also got the single barrel. They were the first ones, you know, one of the first ones to bring in the Jesse James single barrel, which we only released about 1,800 cases of that last year. So I'm very proud of it, and it's incredibly great. But anyway, go by, pick up a bottle of bourbon, and while you're there, register to win a trip to Milwaukee's 115th anniversary. We've got a 5-day festival going on that Labor Day week, going into the Labor Day weekend. We've got Wednesday opening ceremonies, the big ride home. Now, check this out. Out of the entire country, the Davidson family are coming across the country, but their last stop before they ride into Milwaukee is going to be out at Worth Harley-Davidson on that Sunday, right before the Sunday going into Labor Day week. And so you've got to make it out there and visit with those guys. And then the Davidson family, everyone from Worth, everyone's leaving and heading to Milwaukee for the ride home. It comes together on that Wednesday of Labor Day week is the opening ceremony about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to start coming together out at Veterans Park in Milwaukee. And there are going to be thousands of riders. They're starting from Maine, Miami, Seattle, Washington, Florida, California, everywhere, and they're coming across the country, making stops, picking people up, and they're all going to come to the ride home on that Wednesday. Huge ceremony. I'm so honored and humbled. I'm emceeing the opening ceremony with the governor of Wisconsin and all these dignitaries, and of course the Davidson family, which is, they're just incredible people, and the fiber of Willie G to start that company back up whenever he took it back over from the AMF guys.
It's a great piece of history, man. You think about the history of that. Getting AMF, and who, by the way, no matter what we say about the AMF years, they saved Harley-Davidson in a dark time where they had to get carried. But the wherewithal to get it back from AMF and then change it with the Evo engine, I mean, it's true. To reignite Harley-Davidson was one of the great American companies. Like, you want to talk about Buy American, like, Harley-Davidson is purely that.
And they're swinging to exist like everybody else these days. I mean, face it, you know, kids that, you know, anybody out there listening will know what I'm talking about. Young folks these days, they ain't even interested in getting their damn driver's license.
Yeah.
much less getting them on a motorcycle. It's amazing. You know, when I was 16, I couldn't wait to get a car, but you know, things are just changing. But I'm telling you right now, whether you ride or don't, you got to appreciate the American legacy of this company. And again, it comes back to me saying that so humbly, because to be asked to solely produce this event. And I got a guy named Sterling in the office that's just killing, doing a great job. And I've got a great team around me. And we've been working on it since October. We got Ferris wheels. We got bungee slings. We've got Wall of Death, Globe of Death, Una circuses. We've got a mechanical hog, not a mechanical bull, but a mechanical hog.
Of course you do.
Grant, listen, dressed up in Harley gear, and you can get up and ride it just like a mechanical boy. And that's inside a 300, the largest ever we've done, 300-foot-long, full-throttle fest tent that's going up there. We got everything that's full-throttle that's coming. Again, the Ferris wheel, we got helicopter rides that head out up over the Great Lakes and the skyline of Milwaukee right behind us. Then we've got a concert stage. We've got Lee Bryce, which is a huge country star right now. We got Lee Bryce one night. We got Jackal, of course, playing on the Friday night. And then we just announced that Hailstorm is playing on the Saturday night. We got Shaman's Harvest. We've got Waylon. We've got, there's just a ton. I mean, there's all kind of bands that are playing, you know, throughout those 5 days. And then the part of the VIP package that you can get if you go to Constantino's, Price Choppers, Harry's, if you go to those places and register, part of that package is you also get a VIP passes to go tour the museum. And again, even if you don't ride, you know, that museum will blow you away. And we got hotel rooms for you. We're going to give you a place to lay down if you're going to be a wuss and lay down because the party's going to be going on. But all of that's happening right now. Jesse James Bourbon and Constantino's, Price Choppers, Harry's Market, all those guys. So get by, pick up a bottle of the bourbon and register for that. And of course, Johnny's coming, you and Bob riding up, right?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I'd like to point out, Jesse doesn't do drugs. He does not. This is a natural nuclear-powered redneck. It's a new kind of warrior.
I have been known to take some Ambien to shut down sometimes.
Well, yeah. Dude, I've never seen a guy like this. I'm not kidding. Like, hey, I never want either of us to pass away. But when you pass away, I hope they actually do cut you open to find out what the hell is going on inside you, because I've never seen anybody work that hard in my whole goddamn life.
Well, Dr. Lingenfelder did just cut me open and did a damn good job. My little finger, I'll have to say, is starting to be back functioning again.
What, you know what?
He had to go in and...
Credit to Miss Penny, man. She's back in again. That's fantastic. All your fingers are working.
Yeah, that's well. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing to see those photographs that he took of inside your body, like when they open you up, like, even if it is a little finger. It's crazy to see how surreal it is. But they did a great job, and I appreciate Dr. Lingenfelder taking care of me like you did.
Is it weird to have a cadaver nerve inside your finger?
You know, I tell you what, though, I am playing more soulful than ever, so I've got a good idea where it came from. Greg, you should try it. You should seriously try it. Go to Lingenfelder, tell him to take those four digits of yours on that left hand, tell him you want some cadaver nerves and you want it to get from the same place that he got mine.
Yep. That'd be great. And this is going to be such a good, weird party, man. At the 115th is something special. Sturgis is always great. And coming out of that to the 115th, because it really does mean something. And I'm excited to see that museum.
Let's get bold about it, cocky one time. I mean, the challenge, we're throwing down the gauntlet. The challenge is on. Meet us in Sturgis. Come throw your ass down. We'll give you a mere week or so to recuperate. And then join us up in Milwaukee for the 115th. This is the summer of Harley-Davidson. Worth has got everything you need over there to get ready for it. And it's something that only comes once. I mean, Harley does these anniversaries once every 5 years. And I'm just so blown away to be part of that legacy that I'm in any small way a part of working with the company to do this. So I'd love for everybody to come and see what we've put together for this. And they get the Chrome Rally packages that you can get on the Harley-Davidson website to get into the special Harley Chrome VIP areas and stuff. I mean, it's an amazing experience, and we're excited about it. And then and what else? Oh, and then we just watched The Devil's Devil. I mean, The Devil's Devil at Rockfest. I mean, congratulations on Rockfest, man. You guys, once again, it kicked ass. I'd skipped a couple of years, but to be out there and see how you do it again and just to validate that Bob Edwards is actually worth something, that's damn.
It is nice to see him do something. I just realized, you know what you are? You're like the redneck Elon Musk.
The redneck what?
Elon Musk, that guy with the electric cars and the rockets, and he's always got some crazy-ass situation going on, selling flamethrowers. I'm like, that's what he is. He's the same version, only the redneck version. I was like, it is insane. Three different types of alcohol you've got currently. You've got, well, no, you've probably got, I guess it'd be five. You've got spiced. You've got the regular bourbon, straight bourbon. You've got honey. You've got the single barrel. You've got the Devil's Devil. You also have a rock and roll band, Platinum Recording Arts, playing 120 shows a year. You have a 600-acre campground, complete with a giant Olympic-sized vagina-shaped swimming pool. Sturgis, the biggest motorcycle around the world, while you're producing the 115th anniversary Harley-Davidson, which they've never used an outside person like you. You're the first guy to do it. So after you're busy leaving a stain in that, I have no idea what comes next.
Well, the one thing I'm not having to do today is get up and pour concrete. And God bless the guys that are out there doing it right now. I see you when I see the construction sites, and I know what it's like to be out there busting your ass. There's a great part about it, because when you go home, you sleep your ass off because you have had a big day's work. And I'll do it again. I mean, I used to look down at my fingers, be cracked from that sulfur from pouring concrete. And I used to say, one day I'm going to be doing that, being able to do things that I really am passionate. I love to do. So I don't take none of this for granted. You know that. But it is a great year. And again, getting back to the Devil's Devil, I wanted to say that I was blown away at the support that we got from the Devil's Devil from Rockfest. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. And of course, the guys out at K7 Liquor Store, they've got a tasting coming up, I think, on the 28th.
Yep.
They're doing a tasting of the Devil's Devil. As a matter of fact, all the whiskeys out there. And then I've also got the guys over at Justin's are setting up to do a tasting. And then Lucas, I think Lucas may be the 27th, and the 26th is.
Those are great, but Lucas is great. But, I'm sure Grand Slam is in. Did Missy's come on at Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Missy did come on, and I've called her. I'm going to get on her butt because I've called her a couple of times just to see how she's doing, and she's either not been there or she's been busy. So I've got, I was really proud. She got a great store over there too. But Missy's and Lucas and K7 and all those guys over in Kansas, they were the first to bring in the Devil's Devil, and of course now you can find it all over Kansas City. And the competition, it's not as syrupy as the competition, and it's hotter. And that's why we say never miss heaven by an inch. If you want to go hot, go get it. And seriously, the calls that I've been getting and the response on the Devil's Devil Spirits Instagram are just so great, because you know people literally saying, well, "Hell, I got a call from South Carolina yesterday from a store up there going, hey, you got some kind of a drink called the Devil? I got somebody that had some out at your place and they're looking for it now." And that's the kind of thing where you go, you know what? I'm doing something right with this, because it's really a great. It's really great, and so proud. I worked on it for, you know, you remember all the damn bottles that I went back and forth on working on the flavoring. I wanted it to taste just like those atomic jawbreakers used to get.
No, it's somewhere between the atomic jawbreakers and the cinnamon toothpicks your dad used to have.
You have to take them out of your mouth because they just get a little hot. But then you crave to, you want some more of it, and I sent some bags and some shirts and stuff to K7 and to Lucas and to Missy and stuff. So when they're doing their tastings, you go by and pick some Devil's Devil bag. And I think we went through 500 of those bags that went out to people at Rockfest. People just love the little red.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to Saints, by the way. Saints has picked it up. I was in there eating the other night. So all the Saints restaurants and bars picked it up and put the Devil's Devil in.
Yeah, well, that's great. But anyway, guys, as you can tell, I mean, I'm kind of driving on autopilot right now because I really haven't been sleeping much, and I just got back into town yesterday from going out doing Jackal shows. We just set a record. I posted some pictures on the Jesse James Dupree's Instagram. We set a record at Gettysburg Bike Week this last Saturday, and we broke the record that we had set 3 years ago. And when I tell you we broke a record, it was unbelievable. I mean, those people came out so strong, and they were so ready to jam. I mean, and so many of them are coming to that Milwaukee 115. But
how many people showed up?
This is seriously going to go down. It's the greatest year of my life. I just feel like if I don't trip, fall, have somebody bless me in the mouth with a ball peen hammer over the next 6 weeks, if I can get through these next 6 weeks, then this will be the greatest year ever.
I'm going to give away a key to start that brand new Harley, get people up to Sturgis. Remember, you guys, if you can't make Sturgis, or if you can, right after that Milwaukee, the 115th anniversary, head out to Harry's liquor stores, head out to Constantino's, find the liquor department, find the single barrel, try it, give it a go, and then register for a trip to Milwaukee for the 115th. Put you up in a hotel, make sure that you get there okay. The whole thing, it's going to be incredible. Because Bob and I, you know, dude, we come up to Sturgis, we go Sturgis, Nova Scotia, back to Kansas City, 1 week, and then back to Milwaukee on the bikes.
That's kick ass, man. I'm so glad y'all are coming. And I think David Ball said he was probably going to bring his ass up there, so you know it's going to get even more intense.
Bring the bail money. Yeah, bring the bail money, man. Bring the bail money.
That's it. man, thanks for letting me personally get on here and invite everyone to come to the Full Throttle Saloon. We've got 600 acres of off-hook. The Olympic-sized pool is looking amazing. I think I posted some photographs of that yesterday on Instagram. The pool is looking amazing. We just had it serviced, and this, I have a full team that just keeps that thing spotless and clean throughout the entire event. We've restained all of our cabins and fixed everything up. All the cabins are looking beautiful, the shower houses. We've got the racetrack. Billy Lance will be back racing pre-1920s Harley Davidson. And we just added yesterday, on that Sunday before, the first Sunday of the rally, they're going to be racing hooligan races on the track, and they're going to be doing a hooligan hill climb on the backside of the water tower. So, I mean, all of that's coming on. We got 50 caliber machine guns you can shoot, the helicopter pads, 300 cabins. We had to add, we're sold out. So we had to add another 100 RV sites at PappyHoyleCampground.com. So, I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be one hell of a rally. And I heard you saying, I think this is actually your 20th year, because you will be 19 years with us, I think, this year. I think you're 19 years with us this year.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's 19 years.
But you came up a year or two before that to the Broken Spoke. So, I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if it's not 20, it's definitely
19. Yeah, no, I know. It's I got the scars to prove it, the stories. Hell, half of us been to jail. The other half had to get them out.
One of my favorite all-time memories was whenever you said, hey, man, you want to go to this interview with me? And this was like way early on, right?
Yep.
And you said, hey, man, you want to go to this interview with me? And I said, yeah, because you were rolling out and going, because you get out and go get all that great. Yeah. Interviews and stuff for the show, and so I was just going to roll with you and see what's going on. And I said, where are we going? You said, oh, we're going to a Sonny Barger. And I said, the Sonny Barger? And you go, yeah, he got a book out. I'm going to interview. And then you and I went through those seven layers of hell security that the Hell's Angels had set up for us to get back to meet with Sonny Barger. That was an amazing day. I still got that photograph hanging in the saloon at the house.
Man, that was it. I mean, going to the Hell's Angels Clubhouse in Sturgis, and you're right, because every door you walked through, there's a guy on the other side of that door, and then another door, and another door. And then Sonny, who's always been nothing but a stand-up gentleman, And he writes great books, man. If you ever wonder what that life is like, go start with the first one, Hell's Angels Forever. And I've always enjoyed sitting with him, man. He is, it doesn't matter if you agree with the guy or not, he is an American legend, and that is irrefutable. Fist fights behind the throttle. I mean, I can tell you, like, if we start on those stories, Jesus Christ, man. I saw a midget fight. Yes. I saw a midget brawl in the middle of the goddamn Full Throttle. The midgets from across the street got mad at the midgets that we had. And, I mean, it makes perfect sense. A man's a man, right? Like these guys didn't like each other. And I stood there drunk as could be watching little people fight each other as hard as they could.
Yeah, there wasn't no fake wrestling on that. The little midgets, they were swinging at it hard. And then that one security guard had that one midget picked up under the arms, and he was swinging like crazy.
You remember when Ronald the midget got punched off the bar for grabbing that girl's boob?
Yeah, he grabbed her boob and he stuck his penis right up in her face, and her boyfriend just didn't hold back at all. He slapped that he square punched that midget right in the face. It looked like something off of a movie. You couldn't have scripted it any better. Hollywood could not have rigged up enough harnesses and special effects to make it look like that. He hit that midget square in the face with the midget up on the bar. So the guy actually had to swing, even though the midget was short, the guy still had to swing up at him because he was up on the bar. And so the guy swings up, punches the midget right in the face, and the midget's feet comes off the ground, comes off the bar, and he goes flying backwards. Lands on his back and flies down the bar, knocking everybody's drinks off. It was like
crazy.
It was like a Three Stooges out.
Ooh, I've seen so many things. I may have seen your son was doing Bible study. I got up early one morning to do the show, and I see this. I hear two girls' voices, and I see a tent unzip, and I see one very handsome young, no shirt, Nigel Dupree stand up and walk out the tent. I'm like, hey, Nigel, and he's like, Hey, Johnny. I was like, damn, boy. Damn.
I mean, Nigel Tiedis had a birthday. He's out there swinging. They just played a bunch of festivals up in the North Midwest, and they're gonna be at Worth Harley Davidson whenever the ride home comes in, going into that Labor Day weekend, that Sunday. And Chris Guerin called me, and he and Rick Worth, matter of fact, they both called me together, and they are planning one hellacious day. It's on a Sunday, but Worth is going to come alive out there and celebrate the 115th, and the fact that, you know, all these road warriors, that including the Davidson family, are going to be coming through. And I've actually got to call Chris, because I told him, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to fly out. I'm going to be setting up Milwaukee. I'm not going to miss it, though. I'm going to leave out that morning, come down for the event, and then I'm going to head back to Milwaukee, and then I'll be down. I found out I've got a Jackal show in New York that night, so I've got to call Chris and tell him I'm not going to be able to make it. So now I've got to leave Milwaukee in the middle, setting it up, fly to New York, do a Jackal show, and then get back to setting up the
You know
the
what? Event. I'll go up there, and I'll hold him while you give him the news. Because okay, well, you
call
know
me
how
you,
he is.
Call me when they're going to be throwing something at me all the way from Kansas City.
I love you, brother. Listen, get to the day. I know you got a lot to do. Finish up the rallies just around the corner. We have a few more tickets. We've got only 100 keys to give away. So we dropped the odds way down. Instead of 700, it's a 1 in 100 chance to head up there with a brand new motorcycle courtesy of Worth. And I'm going to give these guys the information on how they can come to the 115th. And I mean, hell, man, I could do this all day. There's more midget punching, cannon shooting, boobies out, girls with chainsaws. The Dom triplets almost cut Jesse's head off one time with a chainsaw. I saw Goldberg put his chaps on.
I promise you, I don't think it's anywhere near over, because I'm watching the telehandler pull out of the property right now to make the 8-mile run back to the old Full Throttle. It's going to take him about an hour to get there. I'm going to go meet them up there, and we're about to move those bridges.
Awesome.
Somebody could die.
Yeah, let's make sure it's not you, man.
I got to tell you this one story. If you got just one more minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Ballard goes to move the bridges the first time, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to get the bridges from the Belfouche River. Man, these bridges, you got to realize, guys, it's over a football field long. Okay, well, I mean, this one main bridge, there's a couple of them coming, but the one is over a football field long, like 180,000-pound structure of steel from the, you know, over 100 years old from the Canton, Ohio Bridge Company. So it's really high. So he's going to go move this thing, and he's calling trying to do it right. He's calling the power company, and they want thousands of dollars to move the power lines down so he can come across these fields and down the roads, because it don't turn. We're basically going to have to come a straight path, you know, from the old place to the new place. So he's calling all these people, and he's trying to find out the right way to do things. They want thousands of dollars to take the power lines down. And he's stressing over it because Ballard don't want to spend a damn nickel. Right. And so he all of a sudden, he looks like something struck him, like a great idea. He looks like something slapped him. He goes, oh, so he picks up the phone, and he calls him, and he says, hey, what's the fine if I knock down one of these lines? And they said, oh, it's $150. He said, well, get your ticket book and come ride them.
And he knocked down every goddamn power line between Belfouche and Sturgis.
Well, they scurried their ass out there, and seriously, they were right in front of that thing, taking them down, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, like, and so this time when we called them, they were a little more accommodating. Yeah, we'll come take them down.
Redneck. It is awesome. I can't, you know what? I cannot wait to see those iconic bridges from the original Full Throttle back at the new Throttle, because that's the missing piece, the key. That's the Rushmore. That's the, you know, the monolith. That really is. That's, you know, that's the bar and shield of the Full Throttle.
Hey, you know what else we're adding this year? We got damn little mini bikes, and they're going to be in the courtyard, and we got a track set up, and you can race mini bikes in the courtyard of the Full Throttle.
What could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
I'm just telling you, we're not going to stop until it's too late. I promise you.
You want me to bring the flamethrower this year? No.
Like you've asked me that as if I've got a goddamn choice. like when have you showed up out here without two of them? Come on.
Yeah, but last time we were shooting the machine guns, and I see Jesse tearing across the field because I promised a machine gun guy I'd let him shoot it, not thinking it was very dry out there, and they just lost about 200 acres in a lightning strike. It was
this year, I think you're okay, because it has rained. It's been like a 100-year flood for the last, you know, couple of months here. And and things have been so wet, but the grass is beautiful green. There's not a fire burn. And the weather's incredibly beautiful. I think the way it's shaping up, this could be probably the best weather we've had in a long time if the cycle keeps going like it is right now. Because even if it rains a little bit, it just tamps the dust down on the prairies and stuff. And I mean, there's nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be the best year ever. So I'm excited about everybody coming out.
I love you, brother. Listen, I'll give you a call later, man. Send me pictures of the bridge move.
Yeah, Doc, you got it. And you guys have a great day. Thanks again. And seriously, Kansas City, get ready. Get out to Constantino's, Price Chopper's, Harry's. Register for that trip to Milwaukee, and we'll see you in Sturgis. And check out the Devil tastings at those stores that I told you about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.